I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we are going to get to speak with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is asking school officials to restrict the use of cell phones by students on campus. The governor says phones have been shown to be a distraction and reducing their use will lead to improved concentration and better social interaction. So, Phil, this is an interesting move. It's not a blanket law or anything like this, but would this apply if the school districts decide to adopt some sort of policy like this, which some Bay Area school districts have? Would it apply to students from kindergarten through high school, or would there be some exceptions?
It would depend on what the district wanted to do. We've had a law on the books that gives districts permission to do this since 2022. And the reasons for that, as the governor cited when he made his announcement today, was like a Pew Research survey that found that 72% of high school teachers and 1 out of 3 middle school teachers say that cell phone distractions are a major problem. And another survey that found that, you know, the average time somebody spent on a cell phone student was about 43 minutes a day. That's quite a bit. Now, like I said, they've had permission to do this, but, you know, most school districts just haven't, you know, gotten into this. It's not an easy thing to do. Where do you put the phones? How do you manage the phones? What's the penalty if you use the phone? They're all working it out. But that's not, you know, something the governor has to worry about, because he made a statement today. He's making news today. It's interesting that he's doing it as school starts. He didn't do it over the summer when the school districts could actually implement something or come up with a policy. But that's the nature of Gavin when he mixes politics with public relations.
What happens in case of an emergency? I'm just curious about those school districts that have gone through with some sort of cell phone ban for middle school and high school. Lockdowns unfortunately happen at schools in the Bay Area, as you know, Phil. Students now use their phones, let their parents know what's going on. I would want my kid to have a cell phone to notify me if there was something going on. What if they're banned?
Well, if they're banned, that doesn't mean necessarily that they're going in a locked box in the principal's office. It would be just, what are you're not supposed to be using your phone. Now, of course, if something like that comes up, you would power up the phone and get to going on it. And hopefully everybody's information would be sound rather than being, you know, rumor mill, which happens with these situations. So believe it or not, America did, and the world did, get by before cell phones. And lots of people went through school before cell phones came around. They used to call the principal's office and leave a message if something had to happen, and back and forth on that. It's not as if we become more addicted to the phones than their necessity. So the idea would be, yes, they would be available. Some places have pouches they put them in. Others have, a cabinet where you put it. But, you know, for the most part, I think people are going to be carrying them around because there's just too many students. The question is going to be, come down to, you know, what are you going to do if somebody continues to use it? You give them a warning the first time, maybe the second time the parents called. Probably not on the cell phone. Well, probably on the cell phone. Then you give them a detention, and then you give them a lockup. You know, maybe you lock the phone up for one day. We'll have to see. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, I mean, the governor's no stranger to social media, but then he's an adult, and he loves to tweet out things left and right. Might have even tweeted this one out. And so without a cell phone, we might not have caught it. But then we're not high school students.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.